evening from Hutton Orbital. It's us again. Yep, he's back.
I am, and only a little worse for wear.
Well, then I guess I suppose we ought to test out the headlines.
Cubicle 3 duties after failure to get a grip, suffer mug smash, trash crash.
Animal, nope, annual Hutton Lawn Darts Championship goes down with a bang.
Hutton confirmed as Galaxy's biggest losers.
Dramatic on-air rescue draws record audiences to TV.4 The Mug.
Help keep the menace at bay with Atrus 5060 and his Thargoid stew.
Loose knockers updates on Alvin's diet and all things Hutton.
We take a peek at Norma Snocker's community chest. Sorry, goals. Community goals.
In horrific scenes straight out of a Stephen King novel, viewers of Hutton's regular media channels were subjected to a terrifying image of a smashed mug. Regular Hutton visitors and self-styled media baron Ermintrude the Noob found himself censored, and feeling like he's coming down with mods after his Hutton mug had a scenery interface and rapid unscheduled disassembly incident. Medical security cleanup and damage control teams were scrambled to his location to, in this order, assess the potential for an outbreak of mods and quarantine him in a one-man hazmat suit, arrest him for vandalism, mop up the tears of those who witnessed the incident, and check for frameshift energy release-related ruptures in the surrounding walls. One security team member was reported as screaming, "You want the mug? You can't handle the mug!" at him, whilst cradling the smashed ruins of one of the galaxy's rarest and most prized items. He has been clapped in titaniums, like irons, but lighter so he can do more work at Alvin's Gulag without getting tired, and sent on punishment detail to Cubicle 3, convenient as he's already dressed for the occasion due to man flu brought on by mods. We would like to remind any happy recipients of Hutton mugs that there is a protocol and etiquette to being a custodian of one of these items. 1. Mugs are hand wash only. 2. Do not tumble dry your mug. 3. They are designed to keep your beverage warm. That means those of a sensitive disposition might find them to be hot mugs, especially after extended loops of shame in Supercruise, a known factor in mug scalding incidents. 4. Mugs are to be displayed prominently on all official visits with a Do Not Touch sign. 5. Mugs are not suitable for children, the insane, or the easily offended. Hutton cannot be held responsible for any failure to understand this. 6. Mug owners have a responsibility to prevent the spread of mods and should take care to wash their hands thoroughly before and after handling their mug. Images of broken, damaged, or worn mugs are known causes of mod outbreaks and should only be published with a health warning and suitable unlimited liability insurance in place.
The latest round of the annual Fly Like You Nicked It Hutton Lawn Darts Championship took part this week at Achenar 3A, with commanders bringing anything with an engine on the back to attempt to land and then take part in the post-competition bounce party in their SRVs. Commanders Bam, Zorlak, Overlight and Graham MK were this year's finalists, and between them managed to score some impressive ship damage, craters in the surface of the planet, and of course scorch marks in the landing zone. With the gravity on Achenar 3A clocking up an impressive 6.7 Gs, the commanders did their best to imitate 21st century space pioneer SpaceX's bum first and thrust as hard as you can landing style, and Commander Zorlak came out as the clear winner of the most damage without blowing up award. In a doubleheader week, the team moved on to the pull of the even more challenging 9.77 G planet in HD 148937, where Hot Bam was the main man with his Anaconda Slam. Commander Wotherspoon will be attempting to make his mark on both the championship and the planet's surface as soon as he can get there. Yes, once they'd landed successfully after multiple attempts at plummeting, screaming, crashing and smashing, they all got into their SRVs in order to draw big willies on the planet's surface using their tyre tracks. Who says racing is only for sensible people?
If you are a Hutton trucker, you live by the mantra that the profit margins never really matter at all. Anything, anywhere, anywhen, and for any reason. Or even for no reason at all. Hutton are the best at winning. Even when winning means losing, and when we lose, we do it in the winningestly way possible. Wow. Listen like a script written for Trump. Yes, Alvin's political team have the bigliest racked up their seventh bigliest electoral loss in a row, and may we say it is the bestest electoral loss, and electrical loss at the same time. Essentially, when they were counting the votes, they accidentally tripped over a power cable, unplugging the lights to the entire room. I'm making this up as I go along. Let's try that one again. Yes, Alvin's political team have racked up their seventh electoral loss in a row. The seventh time they've lost their deposit at the ballot box. The seventh time that the t-shirt which says support Hutton, vote for the other guy has sold out in record numbers. With the loss of yet another planetary asset, Hutton's opponents are bewildered no matter who they field, from flat earthers to mug deniers and even ugly one guy dressed as a Thargoid. They seem to win overwhelmingly against Hutton. There have been investigations into shadowy individuals unstuffing ballot boxes, politicians passing by babies and saying, "My word, what an ugly child you have," with a look of disgust on their faces, and underspending on electoral campaigns by their political office to the tune of 99% of the budget. There have even been rumours that Hutton candidates have deliberately been publishing dubious expense claims, finding ex-wives and partners to publish salacious details of their bedroom habits, and admitting to news outlets that yes, they did once try Onion Head, and yes, they did inhale, as that was the point. With the end of the losing in sight and the winning ways on the horizon again, Hutton's only got one more election to bag for the opposition before Alvin officially sanctions our return to being the winningest winners instead of the tip-top losers, and everyone has to readjust their priorities to actually help instead of hinder. There are rumours of a galactic shake-up in the near future, with the Pilots Federation breaking out some new spreadsheets and calculators for working out how influence works in the galaxy. Alvin has confirmed that he expects the dust to have settled on the entire sorry shenanigans from his diet in time for everyone to relearn it all over again.
TV.ForTheMug, the video partner to this audio broadcast. Greetings to anyone watching our stunt pilots whilst we broadcast, obtained an unexpected boost in audience numbers earlier in the week as Hutton regular, Fluffy Bunny and urban artist Commander Draxor multicasted live to Commanders Do the Funniest Things, winning herself a £10 WH Smith voucher and a sarcastic voiceover by the DNA clone of Harry Hill. Having headed up as far as she could go, in the Hutton outside broadcast van, Commander Draxor discovered a collection of stunning T-Tauri stars which she proceeded to scan, before realising that even with 50 light years of jump range at her disposal, and with the stars unscoopable, she was forced to call for the hydrogen mice. They were trapped somewhere, so she called for the fuel rats instead, who dispatched a commander with a full load of fuel on board. Following their advice, she reduced fuel consumption down as far as possible by way of turning everything except the life support and gin dispenser off, and settling in to wait. Commander Judenator of the Fuel Rats was first on scene, promptly filling the ship right up and sending Draxor on the way with a cheery wave. Unfortunately, he neglected to remind her to turn everything back on, and after 15 minutes of bashing everything with a big spanner and swearing a lot, Draxor realised her oversight, flipped the big switch, stopped her aimless drift and headed back on her way out of T-Towery mazes and back to scoopable space. Viewers were glued to their screens throughout this dramatic rescue, with one commentator commentating that it was like watching one of those nature documentaries where something bad's going to happen to some cute and cuddly creature as a result of something with big teeth, but just at the end it escapes and no one has to cry a lot. And now, over to Atrus 5060 and an update on how stuffed we all are and whether Thargoids have to give up yet.
Evening, Trekkers! Atrus 5060 reporting in with the latest intel from Canon Research on the Thargoid incursion. Last week, the Eagle Eye system reported that the Thargoids were targeting Dalfur and HR 1257. Through the valiant efforts of independent commanders, the AXI and Canon Lab 69, both systems were once again successfully defended. Congratulations to all the truckers who helped defend these systems and who have valiantly saved more human lives. Wow, you guys are awesome. This week, the boffins at Canon Research have decoded the Eagle Eye system's broadcast and determined that Tharg the Mighty will be targeting LDS 883 and Othurni. LDS 883 is an independent system controlled by the EXO faction. Othurni is an Imperial system and is currently controlled by CD-31-2366 Empire Group. However, this may be contested soon by the notorious Booty Bay Butchers. Oh, I know them well. Good old Booty Butchers. Representatives from both factions have asked for assistance in defending their systems. Aegis has responded by moving the Vanguard and the Acropolis to Norni and Baal respectively. Why they've chosen systems far away from both targets, no one can say. Is it possible that Aegis are just mental, or have they decided to bunk off after realising how bloody ineffective they are as an organisation? Finally, I have an update from our friends over at Project IDA, who have been doing such an amazing job of welding it all back together again. 15 of the 41 stations damaged by Thargoids have been successfully repaired. Cavalieri in Electra is soon to be the 16th repaired station by their efforts, and they could use a hand from the best and craziest haulers in the galaxies. That's you guys. Currently needing beryllium, Project IDA has asked any truckers available to help them deliver the last 68,247 tons they need to complete their repairs. Your mission this week, truckers, should you choose to accept it, will be to defend LDS 883 and Othurni, or possibly to help Project IDA finish the repairs of Cavalieri by delivering beryllium to the station. Best of luck out there, commanders and truckers, indeed, for the mark.
With commanders working hard and listening to their custodians this week, we've managed to get all 20 of our systems below the scary 60% marker and away from unwanted expansions. And although both Epsilons are looking a little low, we have a comfortable gap in both systems to the factions below us, so there's no cause for concern. Operation Wolf's operations in Wolf 359 are within operational parameters. We're progressing nicely in our plan to shed some bad fats and replace them with good fats. The current election should be over in the next day or so, with us already having got rid of the Vert's progress. Then we expect an outbreak where we can truck our way to a massive profit. Operation Wily will require careful manipulation, and a prod in the wrong place could cause all sorts of mess. So as soon as the outbreak is over, we need this to be just left to our expert team, drafted in from various street corners. I'm sure they will fiddle with it in just the right way to ensure a happy ending, and Alvin will regain control of the system once everything's been cleaned and polished. As always, keep your eye on the daily updates for live instructions. With both Eol Procol Centauri and Doritos in the high 50s and Outbreak, Colonia is all about trucking. Trucking. So for all you hot coal pilots, get trucking. Generally speaking, everything's looking smooth. So smooth, in fact, that I've joined the expedition to the Formidine Rift. So if next week's bulletin is a little faint, you'll know why.
Media organisation Broad Cobra has announced its intention to build a megaship in the HIP 16038 system. The organisation, which specialises in politics and current events, aims to reach a much wider audience with the construction of this mobile studio and requested commanders to deliver various materials and protect traders. More later.